The next key feature was a pair of short but powerful arms.
Although the arms of Albertosaurus were small compared to its overall body size, they were still packed in muscle. This meant that the arms were very strong, but their function is somewhat of a mystery. They may have been used to hold the prey as their mouth and teeth did the dirty work, or they may have been used during reproduction.
Two long, muscular legs were built to chase down prey. Some biomechanical studies have estimated that Albertosaurus could have run at nearly 30 miles per hour, near the speed of a modern lion.
Albertosaurus probably was quite fast. In fact, although they lived a little bit different times, it could have potentially even outrun T-Rex. I mean, it had quite long tibiae and quite long metatarsals, too, in comparison to the length of the femurs. So, you know, pretty fast animal.
Albertosaurus also had a long, tapered tail for easy maneuvering.
That tail works as a counterbalance. So they can swing their tail one way or the other while running, and that helps them turn. We even see that today in modern animals like big cats. When big cats are running, they swing their tail this way or that, and that helps them turn much more quickly.
With these tyrannosaur features, Albertosaurus was a master at adapting to different environments.
Most specimens of Albertosaurus we find are found only in one place in Alberta, which was a coastal plain. And so we know that those dinosaurs lived in an environment very similar to what we see in the Gulf States today or northern Florida. But we have other Albertosaurus specimens from Montana now that appear to be different species, and they appear to have lived in environments that were much more inland, places that, at least seasonally, were very dry. So it may well be that although Albertosaurus lived in a wide variety of environments, in fact, it may have broke up into different species in those specific environments.
But there's another clue to how this predator lived. At a site in Canada called Dry Island Bone Bed, the discovery of multiple Albertosaurus skeletons showed that this predator hunted in packs.